We are learning Masechtas Brachas, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top. We are talking about Tfilas HaDerech. So Gemara says, Amos Matzli, when do you say Tfilas HaDerech? When do you start saying it? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Mishosh Mahalach BaDerech. After you leave the city. While you're still in the city, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. Only after you leave the city, that's when you say Tfilas HaDerech. Ad kama, until when could you say it? So Rashi learns one pshat that means until when could you say it? After you travel a certain amount, you can't say it anymore. So Amar Rav Chisda ad parsa, until a parsa. After a parsa, which is a 4 mil, which means 4 mil, which is 4 times 2,000 amos, you can't say it anymore. What's pshat in Rashi? So if you learned the Gemara before, it said that before you go to Derech, Tzei Molech B'Hashem, you should go ask Hashem for permission to leave. So if you learned that's the Pshat, it's very Gashmak, and Rashi's Pshat, why he's saying that after Paras already, he left already, so it's too late to ask permission of when to leave. Omer Rav Yaakov Rav Chisda Ad Parsa. Okay. V'heichi Matzilo. How do you say the Tefillah? Rav Chisda Omer Umid. You should say it standing up, which really means stop. You stop traveling and you say it. Rav Sheshis Omer Filo Mahalach. Even while you're going, you could say the Tefillah of Tfilas HaDerech, when you're passing like that. Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes of Ka'azli Bo'orcho. Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes were going on the road. Rav Sheshes couldn't see so well. Come Rav Chisda v'kom Atzdi. Rav Chisda stopped and started saying Tfilas HaDerech. Omer Rav Sheshes l'shamei. Rav Sheshes asked Shamas, Ma'ka over Rav Chisda? What's Rav Chisda doing? Omalei koyu matzli. He's stopping to say Tfilas HaDerech. Omalei ukven nami l'di v'atzdi. I'll also stop and say Tfilas HaDerech. Even though Rav Sheshes shita was that you don't have to stop, you let it do while you're moving, but he said, if he's stopping, so miyos toiv al tikira. If you could be, you know, it's miyos toiv al tikira means if I could do the best way, I'll do the best way. Because the best way, lemais, is to stop. Even he agrees. But he also don't have to. But he was stopping anyway, so I might as well stop. And we pass the Shulchan Aruch like this way also, that you're allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech, say, if you're driving, say, if you're stopping. It says, if it's easy to stop, you should stop. But if you're allowed to say it while you're driving. Now the Gemara's going to go back to Tfila Katsara. Tfila Katsara is not Tfilas HaDerech. Tfila Katsara is something else. If someone's in a matzav sakana and he cannot daven, what he does is he says a Tfila Katsara, and we have four, a few different type of Tfila Katsaras that you could say, but it's you daven to Hashem, but it's not Tfila. We'll see in a second the difference in that and Havinenu. Ma'ikam and Havinenu Tfilas Katsara. We have in our Mishnah that some mandiyam hold that every day you don't have daven Shemesh, you can say Havinenu. What's the difference between Havinenu and a Tfila Katsara? So Gemara says a few nafkaminas. Havinenu boilet sluye gimel kamais v'gimel basraisa. By Havinenu, the way it works is you say the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and in between is like a shortened version of all the brachas. V'chimat lebeis, when you come home, lo boilet mehedel sluye. You don't have to daven again. This is your Shemoneh Esrei. But Tefila Katsara, first of all, nafkamin is lo boilet sluye gimel kamais v'gimel basraisa. You don't say the first three brachas and last three brachas. You only say that small tefila. V'chimat lebeis, when you get home, boilem head, let's slew you. You still have a daven. You still have a daven. You get home, it's still time for shachris. You have a daven shachris still. But havinenu, you yitz with havinenu. That's the difference between havinenu and tefila katsara. Vehilchasa. And some take out the word vehilchasa, because it doesn't really pass over here. What's vehilchasa? We didn't talk about it still now. The following thing is like this. Havinenu mu'umid, tefila katsara be'mu'um ma'halach. And not an afkim between havinenu and tefila katsara. Havinenu has to be standing one place. Shemoneh Esrei has to be one place. And not an afkim, but tefila katsara could be sai mu'umid, sai ma'halach. Tfila Katsara, again, is a Makam Sakana, so you just a Tfila Katsara, you can say it's Tzai Ma'omed, Tzai Mahalach. And that's why the Hilchasa doesn't really apply here, because it doesn't come in. It's really not Afgamina between Havinenu and Tfila Katsara. And Tais really asked, why don't you say that's a very simple answer? Havinenu is only is all the time, and Tfila Katsara is only if you're in Sakana. That should be an Afgamina. Tais says, we know that's an Afgamina. We're saying, when you say Tfila Katsara, when you say Havinenu, what's the difference between them? That's all it means. But of course, you don't always say Tefila Katsara, only by a Sakana. Okay. So, the Gemara Vaita. The Mishnah says, someone's Reichav al-Chamar, came time to daven. So, what does he do? So, it says he gets off the Chamar and he davens. If he can't get off the Chamar, then he turns his head the right way. For Shemoneh Esrei, he davens right there. And it says, if he can't be Mechavan, he can't, there's nowhere to go exactly, there's nowhere to face, he could just Mechavan his Libay. So, the Gemara explains, Tanu Rabbanu. He's on a chamar, he's with a caravan, and he comes to Zman Tfilah. If he has someone who could hold on to his chamar and watch it while he davens, he should go down off his chamar, off his donkey, and daven. Shemoneh Esrei. Vimlav, he has no one else to take care of his chamor, Yeshiv Mekayim Vispal. He can sit on the chamor the way it is and daven right there. It's like, this is like on a plane. You're on a plane and you can't get up, you can't go to a normal place to daven, you just sit where you are and you daven. Rebbe Yemer, Benkech HaBenkech Yeshiv Mekayim Vispal. Either way, you should stay on your chamor and daven. Why? What's the sound of that? V'she'in Daitam Yeshev Eslav. Because he's not Daitam Yeshev Eslav. If he knows he's going to miss precious time of traveling time, because he has to daven, and stop, get off his chamor, and he's not going to be miyoshev. He's not going to daven very quick. He won't daven normally, because he wants to get back onto his chamor. Therefore, he allows him to daven on the chamor. Omer Rav v'teim Rabbi Shum Alevi, halachok Rebbe. We paskin like Rebbe, and even not a makam sakana, he's allowed to daven while he's moving, because in a case where he's not going to be miyosheves, so he could just daven sitting down on his chamor.
It's not like the Mishnah.
The Mishnah says, "V'yeri dispel." The Mishnah is talking about a case where you're not going to be. Yeah, the Rebbe is telling not the Mishnah. Rebbe sounds like either way. You're right, and this Tana Rabbah is being right, not like the Rebbe, and still we pass like Rebbe in this case. Yes. Zokta Gemara. Now I want to talk about facing what way you face when you daven Shemoneh Esrei. Tana Rabbah, Suma, Umisha Eni Yochel Chaven Saruchais. Someone who's blind, he never knows where to turn to, and someone does not know. He doesn't know the Ruchais. He doesn't know the different directions at all. So then, by him, Yechaven Libay Kenegel Avish Veshemayim. What he should do is, he should just Mechaven his heart Kenegel Libay Veshemayim Kenegel Hashem, and he davens that way. He has no idea where to turn, so he's a sumo. He doesn't know which way to go. He just stands wherever he is, davens from Esrei, and he has his mind towards Hashem. How do you know that that's enough? Shenem Vespal El Hashem is a pasuk. It's Teich Pasuk there. It says Vespal El Hashem. He's davening to Hashem, wherever that is. But Hoya Oimid V'Chutz La'aretz. Now someone is standing and he does know directions. Hoya Oimid V'Chutz La'aretz. Yechaven is liboy k'neged Eretz Yisrael. He should face towards Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos takes out the word liboy, takes out the word heart, because Tosfos says going on your face. You're facing where you face. You face Eretz Yisrael. So you're standing closer to face Eretz Yisrael. Another important speak out, the Rambam says, when it says face Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean only Eretz Yisrael. It means face Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means. K'neged Eretz Yisrael. Shenem avaspalu elov derech artzom. And says daven towards the country of Eretz Yisrael. Hayav Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael itself. Yichaven libe k'neged Yerushalayim, face towards Yerushalayim. Shnem mespalu Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta, towards the city that you chose. Hayoyim b'Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Yichaven libe k'neged Beis Hamikdash. Yichaven k'neged Beis Hamikdash. Shnem repasas in the pasuk. Spalu al bayis hazeh, towards the house, which is the Beis Hamikdash. Hayoyim b'Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash itself, what you do? Yichaven libe k'neged Beis Kedoshim. Face your head and towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, which is that's really the place where everyone really is facing to. But in Chutz La'aretz, you go towards Eretz Yisrael, which is towards Yerushalayim, which is towards Beis Hamikdash, and in the Beis Hamikdash towards Beis Kodesh Kedoshim. Shnem spalu al malkem hazeh. Now comes an interesting law in the Gemara. When you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the question is, who's davening Shemoneh Esrei in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Usually the only time you go in there is once a year. So some say it means that the workers, if they were working on the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they had to say Shemoneh Esrei, they faced towards the Kapiris. But it's a question. Some take out the whole Gersa because of that question. But that pshat I saw, a nice pshat, that makes them with the workers. Okay. So it says you go connect to the Kapiris. You're behind the Kapiris, which means in the Beis HaMikdash there was 11 Amos of the Azara that was behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Azara, behind the Heichel, was 11 Amos. So it lets you standing there, so then you turn around and you face the Kapiris also. Make believe you're Hafnei HaKapiris, which means face the Kapiris, just turn around the other way. Nimsa. And the Braisa gives like now the general rule now. Nimtza, Oymer Mizrach, if you're in the eastern part, eastern to the east of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or the Beis HaMikdash, Machzapon al-Mariv, you face Mariv. Like if you're in Russia, like certain parts of Russia or China, there's no Mizrach Vant, there's the Mariv Vant. You daven in the Mariv. You daven towards the Mariv. But Mariv, if you're in the Mariv, like we are west of Eretz Yisrael, Machzapon al-Mizrach, we face Mizrach. We face the east, and that's what's called the Mizrach Vant. But Dorim Machs upon of a Tzofin, but Tzofin Machs upon of a Dorim. If you're in Dorim from the south, if you're in Australia, you face Tzofin, you face the north. It's a Tzofin, it's the Mizrach Vant, it's a Tzofin Vant. And but Tzofin Machs upon of a Dorim. And the opposite, you figured out the geography, but the point is you face the Beis HaMikdash, that's the bottom line. Nimtza, Kol Yisrael Mechav and Sleep and Makamechad. It comes out Gans Klai, so when the Damas from Esrei, they're really facing all one way. One way towards the Kodesh Kodashim. Om Rav Avim, Retem Rav Avida, Mikra. What's a remez in the pasuk to this? The pasuk which is talking really about the Beis HaMikdash is Migdal David. Can Migdal David Savarech? Your neck is like Migdal David. Bondi L'Talpiyos. It's built L'Talpiyos. What does Talpiyos mean? Tail. The mountain should call Piyos Poinim. All mouths, all people who are davening, a face there. Shkol Piyos Poinim. That's what pasuk is referring to as a remez that we always face. Everyone faces the same place when they daven. So I think about it. Avu de Shmuel v'Levi. Shmuel's father Levi had a meaning like this. If they had to go out on a business trip very early, so they didn't dive, even though Zman Tefillah, optimal Zman Tefillah is Netzach Hama, but if they were leaving by Alois HaShachar, what they did was Avimakdili Matzli. They davened right there by Alois HaShachar. So actually, Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, Rashi's Mashba, they davened before the Yom. Tosis says, no, you can't daven before Alois HaShachar. Tosis speaks that means from Alois HaShachar. So we'll go with that pshat, because Rashi's not even Muchach, it means like Tosis said. So, Avimakdili Matzli, they woke up early and davened. Mechiavimati Zman Kriyashma. But Zman Kriyashma, that they could do while they're traveling, Kriyashma. Shemeshi can't do while you're traveling, it's not like a Chatchila. So what they did was, they davened Shemeshi Esrei before Kriyashma. Before Birchas Kriyashma, they davened Shemeshi first. And then, when it got to Zman Kriyashma, which is Mashiach Aaron on, they davened, they said Shema. Even though the word Masma Gula Tevila, we'll see in a second. They davened Shemeshi Esrei first, and then they went out on the trip. Kiman, who's just like? High time like the following Brice, the Tanya. Hishkim Lotzis Oderach. If someone has to leave early, so this Bryce says other things also you should do. Mavinlo is Shofar. And they speak about what's someone going on a trip on Rosh Hashanah. So it's a little question. But either way, bring him a Shofar. Vetekei, and he blows a Shofar. Lulav, which can mean Chalamoyed, Maranei, and shakes it. Megillah, and Purim has to go on a trip. He brings the Megillah right after Alois Vekariboy. Ukeshegia Zman Kriyashma, Kairi. And when it comes to Zman Kriyashma, he says Shema. Hishkim leishev by Karoy and Ovesvina mespalel. He davens first. Ukeshegiyas man kriyashma kairi. So this is the raya. This is the raya to what Avud Shmuel did. It says ukeshegiyas when he's going on a Karoy and a Svina, he's not going to stand for Shmoneh Esrei. What does he do? He davens first, and when it comes to man kriyashma, he's kairi. Rav Shimon also says no. Oimer ben kach ben kach kairi kriyashma mespalel. You wait till Zman Kriyashma, you say Shema, and you're daven sitting down. Kadesh Yismach Ka'ula Tvila, because you want to be Sam Ka'ula Tvila. He doesn't like his business as saying Shema before Shema. So what's the machlok? It's Michael Mifgi. Mar Sava Tvila Mu'umid Adav. It's better daven Tvila Mu'umid. It's better daven Tvila standing up. And there was better to say after Alay Sashacha. Mar Sava Misma Ka'ula Tvila Adav. It's better to have Smichas Ka'ula Tvila. And what we paskin is that you should daven Taka the whole davening from Alay Sashacha. And you wait to Shema then also, b'diavad, and that's the best thing to do than to stay on trips. So if someone has a plane taking off by Nates, he should rather daven off the plane, not on the plane. He should daven rather in a place where he could daven like a mensch, and then take off after that. Even though it's only Alois HaShachar, and it's a problem, you know, it's a problem with the Zmanim, but still, it's better than b'diavad the Zman than to say it in while you're traveling, which is not like a tchila. You can't stand good, you can't do anything good. More with the same type of idea. In those days, it seems like the shiurim went on like from the morning until lunchtime straight. So if someone was a maggid shiur, he had to daven before nights. Mareima ma'azutra have machaf mechanfi be'asara b'shabsad regila. When they had the shiurim, it was twice a year, a very long shiur. Grad Rashi says Pesach, Atzeres, and Sukkot, three times a year. Before Yom Tov, they had this long marathon shiur. So when they were giving that shiur, Rashi says who was giving who. Rashi says that Mareimar was in his city, Mazucha was in his city, and they when they gave their Shabbos Gold Roshes, the long one, have Machaf Be'asar of the Shabbos of the Regila, they got together a minion, Umastin the Davin, Vahogan Afku, Lepirkun, and then they went to give the Shir. That's what their minig was. They davened early. Rav Ashi did not have that minig. Rav Ashi Masi Bahadi Tzibura Be'yochid Miyoshev. He davened while the Tzibur was in front of him. He talked a lot to the Meturgamin and had the Meturgamin carry on for a while. And while he was sitting there, he davened. Now, what does it mean, b'tzibura? So one pshat means he davened while the tzibur was standing there. The other pshat means that some of the tzibur always like left to daven in the middle of the shir, so he davened with them. He davened while they left the shir to daven. They left the room to daven, so he davened at the same time as them. But he sat where he was, davened, miyoshev. He davened shemesh miyoshev because he wanted to daven b'zmanoi. But we'll see in a second, he repeated shemesh afterwards. Let's see. Rashi matzvah had the tzibura b'yachid miyoshev ki have osla base when he got home hold the matzvah mu'umid he davened again mu'umid. So this is because in this way he's better kavana second time, he daven second time. Amri lo rabbana. I guess the first time he wanted to chaper on tefillah bezmana, and the second one was tefillah bekavana. Amri rabbana, v'la avad makav v'rei mazotcha. Why don't you just do like v'rei mazotcha? Daven before you come. Daven before you come. It's very hard for me to get gathered together people to daven. V'lavin ma'akavu de Shmuel v'Levi. Do like ma'akavu de Shmuel v'Levi. What did they do? They davened themselves early without the minion. They davened themselves without a minion even. What did they do? Ma'akavu de Shmuel v'Levi. They davened Shmina Esrei before Kriya Shema. That's what they did. So why don't you do like them? Daven Shmina Esrei before Kriya Shema. So he says, L'chazinu l'rabbana k'shoyim l'non da'av d'ha'ochei. I didn't see people before me who do such a thing. So therefore, he didn't want to do that either. And Allah l'mayin so we paskin, like we said before, you just daven the whole davening earlier, and that's fine, and that's the best thing to do. Daven before you go nates, daven in order, Kriya Shema, and then Shmina Esrei.